Kiss 96.9 and on the free Kiss app. It's time for our Kiss Cares segment brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here, and it's where we shine the spotlight on a non-for-profit. And today we have Mark Berger, the communication director from Special Olympics of Kentucky. Hello, Mark.
Hello, how are you guys today?
We're doing great. How are you?
Wonderful. Happy to be with you all.
So are we. Well, tell us about Special Olympics Kentucky, what you guys do, and whom you all serve.
Well, our primary mission is to provide sports training and competition opportunities for children and adults with intellectual disabilities. So obviously, just right there in the name is we serve people with intellectual disabilities across all spectrums and really throughout the state. So when you think of intellectual disabilities, a lot of people recognize individuals with Down syndrome right away, but it also, there's a whole range of different disabilities that qualify for Special Olympics. And when we say sports training and competition, one of the biggest questions we get asked is, what are the Special Olympics? And we are a year-round program, so we have 15 sports that run throughout the year, everything from alpine skiing to track and field, which is what everybody knows us for. However, over the last several years, in addition to sports, we've also started what we call the Healthy Athletes Program, which provides free medical screenings for our athletes and then some non-athletes in different communities. And then also our Unified Champion Schools Program, which works to build better school communities by bringing people with and without intellectual disabilities together so that they can better understand each other and form friendships and really work together to make their school community a better place.
Wow, you guys do a lot more than I even realized.
Yeah, that's
it's amazing.
Yeah, and it's always fun to talk about some of those other things because people are always really surprised that Special Olympics, which again, they know from our sports program, and that's still the real heart of what we do, but they're surprised that we do all these other things and really try to be a whole life program that our athletes can depend on.
Well, very interesting. Now, up next, we're going to talk about some events you guys have and ways people can get involved. It's coming up on KISS 96.9.